This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio, and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Jeff Keir, the owner of the all-new business and project management software app, Planning Pod, and has run the Denver-based branding firm Keir Stevens for more than a decade. Listen in as he discusses how he and his team have successfully bootstrapped their new venture and created something distinctly different in a crowded industry. Jeff, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
And likewise, so what motivated you into this venture, especially into a crowded industry?
Well, you know, it's interesting to say that because we first of all, we did our market research. Steve and I, my business partner and I, we've run a branding firm for about a decade. And about in 2006, we were running our business, but we were having a hard time finding the right tools and, you know, the right resources to really help us run it. Because when you run a small business, you wear a lot of hats, you know. And it's always nice to be able to take some of those hats off your head so that it gives you some time to grow your business and focus sort of on the big picture. And so we were using some enterprise-based software back in the day, and it just was big and clunky, didn't work very well, wasn't built for a small business. And my business partner, Steve, and I said, you know, we could build something like this. But, you know, we were running our other business and pretty busy with that. But in 2010, we just decided, you know, we need to build this thing because there's still nothing else out there that really helps a service-based or a project-based small business pull everything together in one place, and it's really simple and straightforward. And so in late 2010, early 2011, we started building Planning Pod. And, there's a lot of project management software out there right now, but there's nothing like this. There's nothing that not only lets people manage, like, a project or tasks, but our tool also pulls together contact management. It lets people take care of all of their calendars. We're about to launch next week a tool that lets people manage and organize all of their legal contracts, and you can even collect e-signatures through the tool. And then we're going to release, probably in about mid-July, a tool that lets people create invoices, proposals, things of that sort, so they can manage their finances a little bit better. And so it pulls everything together in one place, and that's sort of that's why we entered this crowded industry, because we looked at the whole landscape and decided, you know, there's not a tool like ours for small businesses. So that's sort of how we got here today.
How is your product different from other project management software?
Well, you know, Eric, you need a competitive advantage whenever you are working on a product, and something, ideally a competitive advantage that takes some effort to replicate. You know, big companies like Google have one, but so does a smaller company like ours, or like a company like 4Q, which specializes in quick customer feedback surveys. And that's more of a niche tool. And so what our differentiator is that we brought all of these tools together that a small business, a project-based small business, would need to run their business. So you've got, again, the calendars, tasks, files, documents, things like that, and it pulls it all together in one place. A couple other things we did, too, was we made our system very customizable. One thing when we were running our business is sometimes you need to look a little bit bigger than you appear. And it's nice to have, like, private labeled tools that give, you know, give prospects and give clients the impression that you're a business that's here to stay. You're serious about doing business. So we made our tool so that you can upload and display your logos on the site, but also upload custom backgrounds so you can customize the background of the application. People can change the fonts, and they can also create reusable templates for things like task lists and contracts for stuff that they use over and over again. So those are some of the things that set us apart and that differentiate us from some of the other products out there.
Why is it important that you're building your brand around something greater than the product itself?
That's a good question, Eric. And we feel that some of the best brands out there are more than just a product or a service. They are more of a movement. They empower a particular audience in some way. And we've decided, you know, we're really going to build our brand around empowering small businesses. We believe in the plight of small businesses in America, and we really want to help them out. And so a brand that's bigger than a product, it really can become more of a movement, because sometimes somebody may come to our site and really not need our product right away, but they may say, hey, these guys have a free ebook on marketing on the web that can really help me. Or I'm going to subscribe to their e-newsletter because it looks like it has all sorts of tips on marketing, on how to price my product, tips on how to be more efficient running my business. And so even though that person may never become a customer, they may share, our e-newsletter or our e-book with friends and their business owner friends and say, hey, you guys should check this out. And we may get some business that way. But really it's more about creating a sense of community around the brand. It's a lot more, has more, lot more lasting impact, and it's really hard to replicate for our competitors too.
Today we are visiting with Jeff Keir, the owner of the all-new business and project management software app, Planning Pod, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jeff, why are you so committed to helping small businesses and entrepreneurs?
Oh, well, it goes back a long way, Derek, but my business partner and I, we really both grew up in small businesses. My father ran a small-town bank in Ohio for a couple decades. And my business partner, Steve, his dad, was an attorney in New York representing lots of apparel manufacturers and brands. So both Steve and I sort of grew up in small businesses, and we grew up around entrepreneurs because my dad was always, talking with local merchants and farmers and providing them with loans to support their businesses. So I sort of saw close up firsthand at the beginning of my life what it's like to run a small business and be an entrepreneur. And, we've also started out as the little guy too, and we sort of still are the little guy. We have probably about 5 people on staff right now and some contractors also. But we know what it's like to be up against the odds, pitching against big companies. And we also know what it's like sometimes not to have, lots of mentors or outside assistants helping you. And so that's why we believe, not only in a product like Planning Pod that helps businesses become more efficient, but in really just supporting the entire small business community. So that's a little background about why we're so committed to small businesses and why that's where our heart really is.
What have you discovered about bootstrapping that you can share with other entrepreneurs?
Well, bootstrapping, first of all, it's not for everybody because it's not the easiest thing to do in the world. But one thing it does is it makes you very efficient and very thorough. You don't have a lot of outside resources. You don't have a ton of cash. So you really can't afford to waste your money. Because of this, we conducted a ton of upfront research to make sure that we had a viable product that people would buy. And this was really as simple as me going to a couple of the local university libraries and accessing some of their databases on industries and vertical markets. So we did our research up front. Bootstrapping really does let you keep more of the company. We looked into some angel investing before we started off with this. And to be honest, they wanted a pretty thick slice of the company, which completely understandable because we're a new startup. But we didn't want to give that much away. And with VCs, we looked into that a little bit too, and they want, most of the pie. So bootstrapping certainly gives you more control. And one thing that we did that has really helped out is we brought in minority partners via sweat equity. For example, one of our programmers is right now working on a sweat equity basis to earn his way into the company. And this works really well because everyone has skin in the game, and everybody cares more about getting something great and useful out the door.
What one tip would you give to someone that's considering building a software as a service?
Well, I think probably the most useful tip is to start small. Start in a niche market and learn about a small market first. It's a lot easier to get a foothold in a small market. A lot of times there aren't nearly as many or any at all competitive products in a small market, in a niche market. And it also gives you the opportunity to make mistakes, because my feeling is if you're not making mistakes, then you're not trying hard enough. But you'll learn from your mistakes too. And if you start out small, you're not making big mistakes with lots of people in the system that affect a lot of people. So I would say, you know, start small, learn about a small market, but also don't wait too long. You only have so much time on this planet, and, you know, you want to do something that you're passionate about. So, you know, even if what you're envisioning may not be, you know, may not be perfect, or you know, you may be entering into a crowded market like we are, and we did, sometimes you just got to go for it. And even if you fail by your standards, you'll learn so much that failing is actually a part of the path of really finding yourself and finding your success in life. So those are the tips I'd give.
Very good. And how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about project management software app Planning Pod online?
Certainly. They can just go to planningpod.com, and our website will tell them all about our product. And soon we're going to get some other resources up there for things like helping them market their business and whatnot.
Very good. He is Jeff Keir, the owner of the all-new business and project management software app Planning Pod, and has run the Denver-based branding firm Keir Stevens for more than a decade. And the website of reference is planningpod.com. Jeff, certainly a privilege to have had you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. It's great to be here.
Likewise, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.